Good morning. We're continuing in the Sefer Bovavi, and we're up to page Mem. And yesterday was a very important breakthrough in where the Tzaddik is telling us how it's possible the way to get a hold of the soul, which is so important, is by retracing back the steps of creation. And when the soul, which is the human being's essence, was created before the world, and on the sixth day it was implanted into the body, and at that point the person became a speaking being. So we see that when the soul comes in contact with the body, the person becomes a speaking being. So speech is that aspect that can retrace your steps back to the neshama, and that's the way you can have access to your neshama. It's very important. I don't know if there were any questions yesterday, because I made everybody hold off on the questions. Yeah. But, yes?
Can we start now with a question?
You know what? I'd prefer, just let me finish the chapter. I'll be finishing the chapter in about 20 minutes, and then you can have time to ask the questions, and you'll see. The whole chapter has to be read in one shot because there's too many issues here. But let's continue with the speaking aspect, and you'll see where he's driving at. We're on page Mem, the third paragraph. The subcategory is Koach Hadibur Mechaberes HaNeshama LaGuf. The power of speech attaches the soul with the body. Nivshem Adas HaDvarim. Let's simplify these words. V'kach Ulai Be'ez Hashem Yisrach Navi Noisam Heitev. And maybe with Hashem's help, but that Hashem's help will understand it better. And he's always good at giving very nice mishalim, good parables. Mashal ma'adav adav, what can we compare this to? Adam nichnas l'chanus v'kona mixer. Guy goes into a store and buys a mixer. Ukibal kufsa gidoyla shebesecha chalokim rabim. Buys a big box, there's all kinds of pieces. Hache kidei lahakzif bo, there's one piece to do frosting. Hasheni kidei lolush isa, another one is for kneading those attachments. Mashlishi tochnim, the third one you're grinding. Vimrevi maraskim, the fourth one you're crushing. It's got the whole thing. Okay, so he buys. Kishiyah leves, he comes home. Ubikesh lishtamish b'mixer shekana. He wants to use the mixer that he bought. Hotzias amachshir min hakufso. He takes the machine out of the box. Here kivas a chalokim. He puts the pieces together. Sumes isa besoch. He puts the dough inside the mixer. Avlamach shelo avad. The mixer's not going. Lo havi makorai. That's not what's going on over here. Chashav ulai hachelek sheito losimes isim kukol. Maybe the piece that you put in the attachment to put with the dough, it got damaged. So you try another part. Try put a different part in. So he puts the other one in that's used to frost the cakes. That didn't work either. So also the one to chop up the vegetables didn't work. Nothing works. Himself, it appears to me that the mixer is broken. You know, it's not so bad. That's why they gave me a warranty. Okay. He goes back to the store. Even though he just tells over how it's happening to the guy, is a lesson of how one should behave. You know, it's not, oh, I'm upset, I'm angry. You know, he says, not so bad. It's a warranty, you know. We're in the middle of chapter 4. Does anybody know what number page it is in the English? 22. Okay, so anyway, he goes back to the store, he goes to the seller, the clerk, Ramalai says, Mamish mitzar, I'm sorry to trouble you. You know, Atem vadei anashim tovim, you're certainly good people. See, when you go to the store, would you say this? You're certainly good people. It's a reputable store. But even such a good store, once in a while, it could have a mistake. Kinnira, it appears. He didn't say he sold me a broken thing. It appears. A machshir makuga looks like it's broken. Ain li shum tronis, I have no complaints. Avishalamti love the mate of kasvi, I paid you good money. Okay, mavakash ilchav, I want to exchange it. So now I can see what kind of, how the store owner talks. Tov, Amar Mocha, seller says, good. Havavanivdok yachlus a machshir, let's check it out. So he takes the machine out of the box. Here comes the chalog and puts the piece together. He puts the plug in the outlet. Baruch Hashem, a call Paul Karay, and everything worked, Baruch Hashem. So the seller says to the buyer, maybe you have an electrical problem in your house. Maybe the current wasn't working. Your plug... is it the color of sheka shaboish tameshes? Maybe there's a problem with the plug, with the outlet in your house. Maybe you have a problem with your electricity. Lo, on that kind of the person. No, no problem. Hasibah shenal chaludim. The reason it didn't work is totally different. Lo haisa kosuv bahiros hashimu shalamachshe shalai lahaknis zateka chashmali l'sheka. It didn't say in the instruction that you're supposed to put the plug in the outlet. I left it out. Here, kaftis kol chalakim mashkos. I put the piece together like it says. L'chatzelak after I push the button, but machshavah didn't work. There's only one thing I could say. Zohi imkein rashlon shel hayatzron shel kosas os baros hashimush. I think it's a bit of negligence on the part of the manufacturer to not write that in the instructions. That put plug in. You know, it reminds me of these, these microwavable. Foods, the ones you put in the oven, and it writes in the instructions, you have a paper thing on the side, take food out of the paper box. You know what I'm saying? Like, avada, what do? You put the whole thing in the way it is. But, a lot of the chevra kind of buys those kind of things, So taka, they should put plug in, right? So the seller, to finish up our story, he answers with a smile. The manufacturer didn't think there were people like you. He was pretty sure that everybody understood this simple point. Maybe you're right. Maybe we should tell the manufacturer to add one more point. Do you have to plug it in? Okay, now what's this cute little marshal teaching us? So now, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yotzer Adam. Hashem manufactured the person. Right? We come right from the manufacturer. Adam Zehu Kol Yehudi Basher Hashem. And who is that? What is that? That's every Jew in every situation. We come from the manufacturer. But Kadosh Baruch Hu Nasan L'chol Yochid V'yochid Estar. He gave each and every one of us the Torah. Kulanu Hayinu B'Maimed Har Sinai V'Kabal Nas Torah. We all were at Maimed Har Sinai. 3,330 years ago, we received the Torah. Even if you might not remember being there, your neshama was there. Kamosha Namers, it says, Ki es asher yeshna po imanu omer hayom, for those that are standing with us today, lifnei Hashem, lekenu v'Hashem HaGad, ves asher einenu po imanu hayom, the ones that aren't here today, you're still here. V'kadosh Baruch Hu Amar lan Hashem said to us, behold, I have given before you today life and good and death and bad. I give witness today, the heavens and earth, life and death, blessings and curse I've all put before you, and choose life. Next page, Membeis. Imk, Adam Achapes S.O. Some kind of person's looking for this life. That's what Hashem is offering us, this light. Life. Ma'aisa. So what does a person do to get this life? Well, maschalumot. He starts to learn. L'kayim mitzvahs. He does mitzvahs, right? Like Hashem tells him to. But he doesn't feel any life from the mitzvahs that he's doing. Does he? No. He doesn't feel like Kodesh Baruch Hu. What are you telling me? It's supposed to be enjoyable. You keep telling me this is the great stuff. Right? He says, no greater pleasure than connecting the Almighty. I don't feel none of this. So, the item's broke. Right? You told me if I plug this in, if I follow the Torah, I'm gonna have a great life. I don't see it. pasuk mizmana yitzira mahim chayim b'emes. But the thing is, there's a pasuk from the very time we're created that tells us what life is. In other words, at the end of the whole Torah, Hashem says, choose life. Okay, so you figure, what does he mean? What does he mean when he says, choose life? Do what I say in the Torah. So we do what he says in the Torah, and still it's not working. But you forgot how life was defined way back in the beginning of the Torah. As it says, Vayhi Adam l'nefesh chaya. The human being was a living soul. That's the first time life was mentioned in the Torah. You gotta remember, every time you wanna know what it means, you gotta know the first time it's mentioned in the Torah. A living soul. Miloshen chaim, for an expression of chaim. And how did that happen? Targum says, Vizos raka ide harkovas and neshama guf. That only happens when the neshama and the body are merged together. You got to merge the neshama with the body. When the neshama is with the body, that's called being alive. Right? Limud haTorah v'kima mitzvah she'enam nasim b'shituv ha'nefesh ha'chayin she'nasu ba'akon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, that's not done in partnership with this living soul that Hashem gave us. It can't bring you to a closeness that you could feel with Hashem. Yesh bodem kli, the human being has a utensil, haguf. The body is a utensil. It's a housing. Bo munechas nekudas achias apnimis. Inside the body rests the inner point of life, haneshama of the soul. But if the person only uses the body below Shita Vashama without partnership with the soul, what's the wonder that you're not connecting to God? B'chush, that you could feel, and they read the Torah mitzvahs for doing all the Torah mitzvahs you're doing. Then the person asks, why is the Torah not bringing me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why aren't my mitzvahs not bringing me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why am I not feeling it? Atshuvi, the answer is, come over, Mashal Shiesh Mixer. Just like the analogy with the mixer. Aval ein lo chiyu shel chashmal, but there's no life of electricity running through the mixer. Kach gam benimshal, so it is with the analogy of life. Yesh kan guf, you could have a body, she'ein lo chiyus shel neshama, that has no, as it were, electricity of the life of the soul. Havoda hi, the work that we have to do in this world is ubarcharta b'chaim, choose life. But choosing life, by definition, choosing life means plug it in. The first thing I do is plug it in, because life is not life unless it's a nefesh chaya, the living soul. That living soul is when the body and soul are together. Ukli ubalin neshama, without a soul, iyav shalip chabrachaim, you can't choose life. Imaguf levad, with the body alone, and he says in brackets, vafil asechel, even the intellect, hamuflug biyos bishia, the greatest intellect, Einstein's intellect, Aristotle's intellect, it doesn't get much better than that. Hurak to let us a goof that only still only comes out of the body. It's all body. You could come up with the deepest, most profound thoughts. It's all just the neurons and all that running through your head. It's all physical. It's all it is. It's a high level of physicality. Not going to deny it, but it's still all physical. There's no neshama coming out. There's no neshama coming out of E equals MC squared. Garnished. Body. It's a good body. The brain is part of that. But with the body alone, you can't come to a pathway of the living soul. Without making use of the actual power that's called the soul. There's no hope in the world that a person can reach a Kodesh Baruch. Now, Hakoach, so you got it. The soul is the plug. Or better yet, soul is the electricity. Well, you call it the plug, because it's really the plug. Why? Because it's a plug that's connected to the power plant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power plant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power plant. That's the source of electricity. The plug taps into that source of the electricity, right? And then it goes into the machine moves. And it works. Right. Sakol hakoach hayochid, bottom paragraph on Membeis. Hakoach hayochid shenitin lagia itol Rebbein Shem, the unique and only power that will enable us to reach Hashem. Lachush also commits us to feel him like a reality. Lachush es haman de nafach midilei de nafach, to feel that which the Zohar says, the one who blows from himself. Who rakla de koach and Hashem, that can only come from the power of the soul. Neshama zu nimtzas betoch aguf. The soul is found within the body and beyond the body. Vaguf kivyachol malim also, and the body, as it were, conceals it. So what can you do to bring yourself to the situation where the soul can be revealed? Therefore, we must make use of the power that came into being through the combination of the body and the soul, which is koach adibor, which is the power of speech. Ukeshahu mishtamesh im koach zeh, when you make use of that power, humachaber es neshama loch aguf, you're connecting the neshama into the body. There, it's now being revealed. Was a neshama esel yicholo lovel idegili, and then the neshama can come to being revealed. And that without the talking, it's not, the neshama isn't being revealed. Shlomo Melech, limadnu yisod choshev. Shlomo Melech taught us a very important concept. Kol omol ha'odom lefihu. All the, just like in Eov, it says man was created to toil and to work hard. So King Solomon is saying, all the efforts a person should make in his life should be lifihu, for his mouth. The biggest effort should be by your talking. That's where you got to make the most effort in life, with your mouth. Alein ledas, we need to know. Ki pasuk zeh ein a skula ba'amo eza rayin nechmad. It's not just a charm or a nice cute idea. Here's the fundamental point that's written of how you can serve Hashem, which is kol omel hodom lepiu. All efforts that a person makes is with his mouth. Perusho meaning to say, shakoch lavras HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'emes ho'idei koch adibur. The way to serve Hashem truly comes through the power of speech. That's it. Mishareisel dalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to skip this part, eni yochel l'gil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cannot. You cannot. Okay. So now, so now we come to the next point. Here's the important point. Many questions will be answered with this next section. Alright. Shnei Sugei Dibur. There's two types of speech. That's the part where this is the next layer he's revealing.
Does this mean necessarily physically speaking or connecting to a chef, for example, a person who can't speak?
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what he's going to say there. So, Aton is Bani Venera, let's, one thing's for sure, a deaf mute is Pater from Mitzvahs. A deaf mute is Pater from Mitzvahs. Pater from Mitzvahs means it's not likely he's going to connect to Kodesh Baruch. A deaf mute. Not a mute alone. Not a deaf alone, but a deaf mute, you see, has that kind of halacha. Deaf mute, you know, it's highly unlikely they're going to speak normally. It doesn't come out, you know. So, that, it is part of there, but we'll see. Being mute is not a mila. It is a big handicap in this. Not to say it's impossible, but it's a big handicap. Okay, atanis b'nei v'nei, let's reflect and see. Moshe Rabbeinu, listen to this. Vizman shenishlach al paro. When Moshe was sent to paro, hayakvad peh ukvad loshen, he had trouble, his mouth and his tongue were heavy. He couldn't speak well. He had a speech impediment. Heikadu hisrapi, when did he get better? When did he get better? There's a reason why he had a speech impediment. The Ran, Drush Saran says, so no one will think that the Jews were persuaded by a charismatic figure, an Elmer Gantry type of preacher who just swept them off their feet and they just went to leave. And that's why they were freed. You know, Barack Obama, Moses, you know, got them all excited, you know, for an idea and off they went. Change, winds of change, you know. No, that wasn't at all. Imamish could hardly speak. He was not a diplomat at all. So don't think Klasha left because they had good diplomats. Now, Bedavka, he couldn't speak well. But on the other hand, is that the guy who's going to teach us Torah? So when did he get better? Right? Masai Husagal Agil Rafu Gumor. When did he merit to get a total healing? That's good for Shavuos Torah. Rak B'mam Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, we know. Right before Har Sinai, every Jewish person with any kind of handicap was healed. Everybody. Why did Hashem do that? Another important message. Because you figure, you know, the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, you know, half of them came out blind and lame and that, you know, just, I was just looking at, I was previewing a movie for the Holocaust movie that I think will show on Tisha B'Av. Beryl Wine put out a movie, Faith and Fate. And, so it's a state of Israel. So they show you the first hour of it is how the Jews got out of the camps. You know, if you look at those pictures, you know, and that, and they say in the movie Eisenhower, when he came to the camps, you know, he sees all the thousands of dead bodies. He walked right into Auschwitz, there's 15,000 dead bodies. People just shot hours before the Allied troops came in to save them. Right? And they're all over. So they said, why isn't Eisenhower the good sense to say, bring the media here right away. Bring them all. Take pictures of all of this. He says, gotta show it to the whole world. And he said then, because there'll be people who will deny that it happened. Right? But anyway, so you take a look at that, it's appropriate for Tisha B'Av for sure. And then they show you the living ones. The living ones look just like the dead ones, except they were moving. So that's probably what Klal Yisrael looked like when they came out of the desert. When they came out of Mitzrayim. It's probably what they looked like. It wasn't just 5 years of, 6 years of Holocaust, it was 140 years of Holocaust. Right? And all you have is a piece of matzah. So anyway, so you figure, Farshtechach, they'd accept the Torah. What else did they got? They got nothing. Hashem took them out. Okay, they'll take the Torah. I mean, they can't live anyway. You know, it's good. You know, religion is very good when you don't have any eyes and you don't have any ears and you can't move, you don't have any legs. You know, it's religion is very consoling. You know, at least you have something to, yeah, you know, a bunch of losers take the Torah. So Hashem says, no, but Dafka, I'm going to heal everybody 100%. And now you have full ability, you could just walk away. Just walk away. So, no, Hashem wanted to make every, now that you're perfect, you don't need me anymore. You don't need me anymore. And if you want, you could walk away. I'm not forcing you to take the star. Still not forcing you to take the star. So who else was healed? Moshe Rabbeinu was healed. He was healed and now he could talk. It's good timing because now he would have to teach his Torah. Right? Ah, wait. So now, so only at Har Sinai, Kishakara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Kol HaRikim, when he split asunder all the skies, the seven levels of the firmaments, just blew it apart, Veherlem She'en Od Milvad, he showed them there's nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no other reality than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the amazing thing that happened. Oso Kach She'en Od Milvado, that power of, there is none but him, that is what fixed his speech. What does that mean? What does that really mean? What did Hashem really do for them? So what he did was, for the first time, he showed them that they have an neshama. You understand? They, what did they know they were Jews? They wore a kippah. Their name was Moshe and Shmuel. And that was it. And they dressed like Jews. What do they know? What do they know about their Yiddishkeit? So Hashem had to show them, you have neshamas. When you know there is no other reality but God, I don't have time to get into the shmuz from Reb Chaim of Volozhin, who explains the whole thing. They could see what was heard and they could hear what was seen and what that means. But Hashem showed them the essence of reality, how Hashem is driving everything in this world. And obviously they were very well, just like the whole idea, right at Har Sinai, Hashem said they didn't see a tape recorder. They did not see a tape recorder. They did not see a table. Like right now, when you see a table, if I tell you, I want you to know, this tape recorder is not going on its own existence. Its holy energies are driving into this and making it happen. So what do you tell me? You say, you know, I hear what you say. I hear what you say, but I don't see what you mean. You understand? Intellectually, I believe you. Yeah, you're a rabbi. You know, okay. You tell me. I already made my life. I changed my life to be religious. I must believe you. So okay. I believe you. Tell me there's holy energies there. I mean, I see a tape recorder. I hear what you're saying. I hear you tell me there's holy energies. Okay. It's very nice. at Maimon Har Sinai, what happened was they only saw the holy energies. They didn't even see the tape recorder. And then when they were mamash seeing energies, it was the word of Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem, the 10 utterances. The utterance was made, they see the utterance, whatever that means. You know, can you imagine, let's say Hashem gave them without the microscope, they saw the electrons and neutrons. All they saw was the electrons and neutrons moving. They're looking at it, all they see is the subatomic level. It's a Marshall, it probably was more than that, okay? And then you tell them, oh, what is that? That's a tape recorder. Then you say, well, I don't know, I don't see a tape recorder. I see the holy energies. I hear what you're saying. There's a tape recorder, but I don't see what you mean. You understand? That's what it means. They heard that which was seen. They heard that which was seen. They used to see the tape recorder. Now they heard about it, and they saw that which was heard. They saw the holy energies, which they only heard about. That's what Hashem revealed to them at Har Sinai. So don't you think, so what do you think? Everybody was told, just like about the tape, they're told, you know, you have an Hashem inside of you? Really? Okay, no, I believe you, but I don't see what you mean. So Hashem showed them the holy energies that were pulsating through them. Showed them their holy neshamas. That they mamish saw they had holy neshamas. That's what happened at Har Sinai. That was a revelation. Unbelievable. That's what happened. Right? So this power, and that's the power of there is none but Him. Believe me, if you saw only holy energies running around this room, you'd know there's only one God. You'd mamish know. There'd be no shilas. Right? Every time you want to do an avera, you see God's energies going through your hand as you're about to take some tray food. You go, how can I do this? That's mamish. I see mamish. Right now. So notwithstanding last night's class, that we said when every time you do an avera, you're doing with Hashem's energies. That's, I hear what you're saying. In last night's class, I hear what you're saying, Rabbi. I hear it. Okay. You know, it's a leap for me to believe it, but you're telling me it's Kabbalah. Okay. But if your mamish would see the God's energies running through your hand as you're picking up the tray of hamburger, and you see God's energies running through the tray of hamburger saying, don't eat me, don't eat me. Right? It'd be a lot different. Anyway, so that's what he's saying. Kol zman she'neshama lo hayisa begalui, as long as the neshama wasn't revealed, diburo shel Moshe lo haya shalem, his speech could not be perfect. You couldn't speak in the way, until you know you have a soul, what kind of words are coming out of your mouth? Can't be perfect. Once there was total revelation of godliness, his ability to speech, forget about the impediment now. The ability to use his mouth in the way it's meant to be used can only be revealed now that you know you have a neshama. Not to say that Moshe didn't know he didn't have an Hashem before, you know, it's hard to, but not to the levels. And remember, what he had to give us over wasn't Stam information, this was Torah. Like, you gotta realize that we're talking much higher stakes over here. So now, Yishlo Shel, so the question you could ask, In came Loma Anach Nechon L'Aretov. So you understand why Moshe couldn't speak so good yet, is because he didn't have that Neshama there. He didn't understand his neshama. Therefore, he couldn't. And Hashem didn't want him to, until it was clarity in the neshama, he couldn't speak properly. So the question now is, so how come we could talk so well? All of us have no trouble speaking. Hey, so and by most of us, we don't realize we have a neshama. So how are we able to speak so well? So now here's the point. Oi! Whoa! Kamash and Akudas also amitis, how true this point is. And how it covers up the truth. Here's the point. Here's the chap. Nishmasa shel Moshe Rabbeinu lo nitna lo daber. The soul of Moshe didn't allow him to speak. Why? Ki ratzasa shadibur yimin neshama. Because Hashem wanted that his speech should only come from the neshama. Ukeshadibur haya omed asmizguf. And when he wanted to speak, Moshe wanted to speak. And Hashem utzra, the Neshama closed up. Didn't allow him to speak. Hashem didn't want him to speak yet. Right? Because why? I said, hold on, wait till we have Torah here. I don't want you to speak. The Neshama did not allow him to speak, didn't come out, didn't let him speak at all. He didn't have the ability. There was the Neshama on its own. Hashem put into the Neshama, don't allow him to speak. So he couldn't speak. Because Hashem says, you know, I gotta reserve his tongue. His tongue should never be defiled. Imagine if Moshe could have started singing when he was a young guy. He'd be talking about the Egyptian, you know, stars, you know, and what they're going to be doing in the next, whatever sporting event they have, you know, they'll be coming out of his mouth. So he barely get anything out of his mouth, you know, better not to talk. Right? But Hashem didn't want us to talk. He didn't want him to sully his mouth, because what would have to come out of that mouth? Would have to come out of his mouth, most important words ever from a human being. And it shouldn't come out of a sewer. So the neshama didn't, mamash, let him speak. So now, when it was time to speak, because now he would only speak Torah, the neshama allowed him to speak. Wait. So now, but what about us? We can speak. So Adam Yachol Chas V'Shalom Lekachas Es Koach Adibur. A person, God forbid, can take the power of speech. Lohoridomi Madregosa, to lower it from its level, from its very lofty level, because you see now what speech is all about. Speech is the tool to connect, to bring out the neshama. It's the most precious tool you have. If your whole arsenal is that mouth, because that's the only thing that can get your neshama out. So a person can take this tremendous power, Lohoridomi Madregosa, to lower it from its level, and to speak through the powers of the body. Zedibur shall goof, velo dibur shall neshama. It's the speech of the body and not the speech of the soul. When you talk, your talking can come from one of two places. It can come just from the body, or it can come originating from the soul, making the use of the body. You know, like a different kind of mashal. When you eat, right? There's two ways you could eat, right? You could eat exactly like the cow eats. Right? You're just thinking of hungry food, gobble, 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 gobble. Right? And that eating is coming right out of your body. It's like a mamish right out of your body. And then you can be a tzaddik, like a rebbe. And your eating is directed from the neshama. When you're in contact with the neshama, and the neshama is giving the directions, and it's just using the tool of the body, it's the neshama that's really eating. Not the body, it's an altogether different ballgame of eating. So he's saying, and that's eating, which is, you know, it's also the mouth. But now we're talking about speech. The words that come out, the words can come out, can be totally coming out of the body, which includes the brain. Includes the brain, but that's still the body. But it's not having nothing to do with the neshama. The neshama has nothing to do with that speech that's coming out of your mouth. So for Shtetzach Alain, we can speak, it's no problem, because we speak like birds. We're body speakers. We don't even know how to begin to talk. We are, what's the word they use? The people, we need, what do you call it? We need speech therapy. We need a therapist. We don't know how to talk. We talk like behemoths. We don't talk like human beings. So it's easy for us to speak, because when we speak, it's not coming from the neshama. It's totally body talk. And that can include everything, as you'll see shortly. It can include everything. Even your Torah can be body talk. That's what the tzaddik is saying. That's dibur shel guf, velo dibur shel neshama. And this is how the goy talks. And this is how the bird chirps. It's no different. A goy talks, a bird chirps, and a Jew who's not aware of his neshama, it's all one category. Only one difference. The non-Jew and the Jew who doesn't understand what he's doing has a brain that makes the talk more sophisticated body talk. While the bird just chirps. The bird chirps. You know, that whole point, we say only human beings can speak. Right? And people say, what are you talking about? My parakeet speaks. What's the answer? A cow moos. Dolphins, whatever you call that, right? So everyone says, they communicate. You're missing the point. That when we're talking about speech, it's the speech from the neshama, which none of them have. Bodies can speak. I'm not arguing with that. But to speak things that come out of the neshama, that's an altogether different category of speech. So me'ein ma'asheroim anu, shelachayos yesh nasafa. We see that animals have a language. They have speech. Ulo'ayvis yesh safa. And birds have speech. Ve'mitzavtzavim, and they're chirping. But doesn't say by the animals. Vahila nefesh chaya, they became a living soul. And as the Targum says, l'ruach mamal, a speaking spirit. They're not speaking spirits, right? They can imitate. V'im kein, it comes out yachol adam chalilu ledaber. It's God forbid a person can speak. Afilu diburov heim be'etzem kein diburim shem chayis vofos. Avol, rather. But their words are essentially like words of animals and birds. Elu tzivtzufim reikim ba'alma. It's empty chirping that's going on. You don't think that happens during davening? You don't think that doesn't happen during davening? It's just saying words. It's not coming from your neshama. Most of it isn't coming from the neshama. It's just words. I got to say the words. You're saying Shabbos morning. Nishmas kochai tevarech Hashimcha. The souls of every living being, they bless your names. Okay, what are you thinking about when you're saying it? You think about, man, the davening's taking long. Only another hour and a half till the cholent. I wonder what the rabbi's going to talk about at the drush, or halvai, or whatever. And you say, I don't know, I got a fight with my wife yesterday. Please, chazan doesn't sound particularly so good today. Everything in your mind except your neshama is in this. You understand? It's your neshamas aren't in this. It's not in this. Maybe you'll try to understand a word here and there. Maybe say, I don't understand the words. What do the words mean? Even that's not really neshamas in it. So then what are we really doing? We're talking like our bodies are talking. So that's what I understand. You say, the davening's not inspired from davening. Of course, because you're not davening. You're chirping like a bird. Right, you're using the body to speak, but you're not using the neshama to speak. It's almost Mitch, why do I get a hoarse voice when I'm singing? Because you keep telling me you got to sing from the diaphragm. Right? No, I want to speak from the throat, because that's what I see. I want to speak from the throat. Yeah, but problem is it's not meant to be spoken that way. You're not meant to sing from the throat. What are you talking about? The throat's here, you idiot. Here's the larynx. Here's the thing. That's where it comes from. What are you dreaming of? No, because from here. And you got to breathe the opposite way you normally would breathe. It's mishigas. It's counterintuitive. I'm not going to do it. Right? It's foolish. Just do it. You'll see. There's a voice and a wind and everything that's coming from a place you didn't realize. Right? So that's which we can understand when we have to sing. And that's real singing. That's real singing. You're doing it the way that's singing we're supposed to come from. That's all good in a physical analogy. It's 100% true. So now, spiritually, it's got to be the same thing. You got to get now, don't take any insult from this, but you can even have beautiful singing. And that's still only coming from the body and not from the neshama. And you can even say, I was inspired by the chazan. And the chazan can be inspired. We can all be. We're singing Shal Shudas. And can also still be, if we're not careful, only sing chirping of birds. It sounds nice. You can listen to Yanni, and you can get into a romantic mood. But there ain't no Kedusha there. And you can listen to Yedid Nefesh. It sounds beautiful. But it isn't touching your neshama. I'm not saying it won't, but it's very possible to sing and sing and sing, and you still haven't touched the neshama, because it's all coming from the body. If you're more interested, forgive me now. If you're more interested at ushimo, ushimo, and how beautiful it sounds, there's a fine line. If you're so interested, it should sound beautiful, then you're bordering on it could be coming from your body and not from your neshama. And that's why Chazal, when they say to pick a chazan, I'm not meaning anything. Everyone's wonderful. Everyone's wonderful. Everyone's wonderful. I'm mamish. Everyone's wonderful.
At least we're learning.
We're learning, right? I mean, it's a quiet daven. People care. They want. We're trying to get to the things that nobody is getting to. We're boldly going where nobody's going to find the neshama, right? So, but I'm saying so you know you could think that you know it should sound good. That's why when you're looking to find a chazan, as we learned in the Rambam not too long ago, that there's criteria. And the main criteria of all the criterias is he should be a God-fearing Yorei Shemayim. Why? Because you want the chazan to be a guy who knows where his neshama is, and you want the davening to come out of the neshama. Right? And the last criteria is a good voice. Now, if you have everything is equal, they're both Yorei Shemayim, then one guy's got a good voice, then you go with the good voice. But if you got the other guy has one spiritual advantage over the other, then the good voice is not important. And I know in Tells Yeshiva, the Baal Musaf was an incredible tzaddik and had a terrible voice. Like mamish, a terrible voice. He was mamish off key and you know, so those of us who were very immature couldn't stand it. But you see the Rosh Yeshivas, they're flying when he's talking. Cause they know where it's coming from. They knew where it's coming from. Now we couldn't stand that. We couldn't tolerate that. You understand? So what's happening? This is like your mamish discovering America now with this piece. That your mamish you talking out of your body versus talking out of your neshama. So you know what this is going to mean now. We need a lot of chapters to learn how to talk from the soul. It's going to be voice lessons. So she's going to be basically giving us voice training. And just as hard as it is to learn to sing from the diaphragm. And you're not going to get it in one day, right? It's going to be just as hard to learn how to talk in a way to talk from the neshama. So you can figure how hard that is. Some of us still can't speak from the diaphragm. May not be able to speak from the neshama either. Who knows? But you need, at least you have that training. You realize I got to train myself. Turn to the next page. Let's just do another, a little more. Hey, it's so important to just get this in. Klomar. Right where I'm Mem Dalet. Yeah? Did we get that far? No, in the bottom, I'm sorry. Bottom of Mengbel. Im ken, yochel adam chalila. God forbid, a person could ledaber speak. Avol dibarav heim be'etzem ken diburim shalchayas vayvis. But his words will be basically words of animals and birds. Elut sufim reikim ba'alma. It's just empty words. Do you understand now why by a mitzvah? Do you understand now the whole idea of Lashon Hara and Saras? Do you understand what's going on over here? What is it when you finish being a mitzvah, what do you do to purify yourself? You bring two birds, right? And why do you bring two birds? Because it says, let these who chirp give atonement for the one who is chirping. See, yeah, it's cute muscle. You know, Lashon Hara is like chirping. No, now you understand mamish. When a person talks Lashon Hara, that's pure body talk. That's the quintessential body talk of all body talks. Pass the ketchup is body talk. How did the leaves to his body talk? Did you hear what so-and-so did? That's the quintessential body talk. That's taking the brain, the highest form of brain, the highest form of body, and using it for the worst things. That's the worst body talk. You understand? That's why Lashon Hara is such a terrible, terrible aver, because that tool which was meant to connect your neshama, and your taka using your brains too. Stop Lashon Hara, you gotta be clever to say Lashon Hara. It's not stam. So now you say that. It says, mamish, expect pute sipurim. It's the chirping of the birds. It's mamish loshen to use. Because that's the essential body talk. It's the exact opposite of what Hashem wants you to talk. And that's why mitzvah, take it further now. It's all just coming out now. Hashem's just pouring it out through me. Mitzvah, four people are chashiv kameis. Four people like a dead person. Mitzvah is like a dead person. You understand why he's like a dead person. You're all standing cleaving to me. You're alive. When you're cleaving to me is when you're connecting to neshama. What's the quintessential not connected to neshama? It's a guy who uses mouth to speak only body talk. So he's for sure dead. And that's why he's a mitzvah. And that's why he's put in a separate place. Because when you're alone and you're sequestered, one thing you can't do is talk. Somebody to talk to. And what's he supposed to do in that week? Find your neshama, for goodness sake. So that's what's going on over there. Okay, we're still, I'm sorry, I couldn't get this all in. But Mem Dalet, we'll have to continue tomorrow. We'll get to the time to ask the questions. We will get to it. We just gotta let him talk a little bit more. And Mirzim, it's good stuff. It's unbelievable stuff. Okay, Mirzim, continue tomorrow. Shkayach.